The Ringgold School Board decided to take a mulligan on replacing the district's fire alarm system during this week's meeting. Superintendent Woody Wilson says the district was on a list of projects considered for funding but fell short. He says Ringgold was high on that list.
It's one of those deals where if we went ahead, and there's this rubric that they use, this formula, to give you points to get high. And one of the ways that you can get more points is to have 65% of your engineering complete when you send your project in.
Wilson says the school district would have to spend another $10,000 to $15,000 in order to get more points. He says the investment would have been okay, but the funding wasn't guaranteed.
Get it in and get your points up, get really high points the next year, and maybe the legislature this year would decide not to put very much money in major maintenance. And if they did that, then you might still not make it.
Wilson says another risk would be to go through the process and the legislature awards the funds. It would then require $60,000 in bonds from the borough.
Your community might not pass a $60,000 bond. Now, $60,000 is not a lot of bond. The borough assembly, in all likelihood, could go ahead and pay it if they wanted to, but I don't know what would happen there.
Wilson says, like the failed playground bond issue that's on the ballot again for this year's local election, the borough would get its money back if the bond passes. Locals would have to pay a higher mill rate over a period of time in order for that to happen. If the system was to break down, the state would require the district to upgrade it. Wilson assured the school board that the students are safe with the system.
Our children are not in danger. It's not that. It's just that it's one of those things where if you don't spend the money, you might get by for another 10 or 12 or 14 years, but it could go out next year, and it's one of them. You know, it's
a big expense.
It's just something that it really should be fixed.
Wilson says the system has received satisfactory marks from recent checkups by the state fire marshal. The school board decided to revisit the issue after the local election and a new board is in place. Wilson says the process would be delayed for another year. Reporting from Ringgold, I'm Tony Gorman.